Title: DJ Friendly Intro Design for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, let's build a DJ friendly drum and bass intro that feels like a grimy pirate radio transmission, but still mixes like a tool. Advanced level mindset here. This intro isn't just some drums before the drop. It's a mixing interface for DJs and an identity teaser for listeners. We're working in Ableton Live, arrangement view, stock devices as much as possible, and we'll aim for a 64-bar intro at around 174 BPM. You can scale this down to 48 or 32 later, but the full 64 gives us room to tell the signal locks and story. First concept, the DJ contract. A DJ wants predictable phrasing, clean transients, and low end that doesn't fight the outgoing track. So we're going to build in 16-bar blocks with obvious transitions. Not subtle, obvious. Set your tempo to 174, or whatever your track is. Now in arrangement view, drop locators at these exact points. Bar 1, intro start. Bar 17, intro B. Bar 33, intro C. Bar 49, pre-drop. Bar 65, drop. And yes, color code them. DJs won't see it, but you'll arrange faster and make fewer mistakes. Quick coach note, think like a DJ scanning waveforms. If your waveform looks like the same sausage for 32 bars, the mix-in feels vague. We want visible spikes at transitions, short mutes, or a clear change in hat density right on those locator lines. Now we build the foundation. Bars 1 through 16, the DJ drum bed. Goal: beat match friendly, punchy, minimal sub, and no weird surprises. Create a drum track that's basically kick and snare only. Use your main kick and snare if they're already solid, or a more neutral DJ-friendly variant if your drop drums are too wild. Program it standard DNB. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Keep it simple. The intro is not where you prove you can do 900 ghost notes. It's where you prove the tune will mix. On that kick and snare track, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 HZ. Choose 12 or 24 dB per octave, whichever feels clean. Optional move, if it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 HZ. Don't overdo it, just tidy. Next, add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15% depending on the material. Keep boom at 0. We are actively saving the low-end wow factor for the drop. Then damp somewhere around 10 to 20 kHz depending on harshness. You're aiming for punch, not fizz. Then add glue compressor, lightly. Attack about 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction to 1 or 2 dB max. This is just to unify, not to crush. The DJ needs reliable transients to lock in the mix. Arrangement-wise, in bars 1 to 16, you can do this. Bars 1 to 4, slightly filtered or smaller drums. Bars 5 to 16, full drum bed, still no heavy bass. Now let's give bar 1 that pirate radio needle drop slash tuning in moment. Make a 1-bar noise burst. You can do it with operator. Use noise or a simple tone plus noise, then put auto filter after it. Set auto filter to bandpass, high resonance, and automate the frequency downward quickly like you're tuning into a station. If you want it to feel more authentic, don't do a perfectly smooth sweep. Draw it in step chunks, like a staircase, so it snaps between frequencies like a real scan. Okay, now we add the grime, but we do it in a controlled way so we don't ruin mixability. Create an intro bus. You can group your intro elements or route them to a return-based system. Grouping is simplest. Select your intro tracks and group them, then process the group. On the intro bus, build this chain. Saturator first. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then trim output so the level matches before and after. Do not accidentally louder yourself. Then redux. Very subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample either off or barely used. This is seasoning, not a statement. Then auto filter, low pass, and we're going to automate cutoff so the intro slowly opens over time. Then utility, turn bass mono on. Always safe. Width around 90 to 110%, but don't go huge early. Here is the key move. Automate the intensity of this intro bus so it's dirtiest at bar 1 and becomes cleaner by bar 17 to 33. The story is weak signal becomes locked in transmission. Pirate energy at the front. Club ready by the mix-in zone. And a really pro mindset here, pre-drop cleanliness is not only mixing, it's arrangement. In the last 2 to 4 bars before the drop, don't just turn off effects. Remove layers so the drop has literal headroom. Next, bars 17 through 32, hats and perks. But in DJ language, we're increasing momentum without masking cue points. Add a hats track. Start with closed hats on the off beats. Then add a little shuffle. Add one or two jungle Y perks like a rim, bongo, shaker, whatever matches your identity, but keep the pattern readable. Processing on hats, AQ8, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's harshness, dip around 7 to 10 kHz, then add a tiny delay or echo. Time it 1/16 or 1/8, feedback 10 to 20%, and filter out lows. This should feel like movement, not audible repeats. Then a small reverb, decay 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds, high pass engaged, arrangement idea. Bars 17 to 24, hats enter, light shuffle. Bars 25 to 32, add a second hat layer or a rye dish layer. Coach warning, go easy on crashes early. Crashes can mask the snare and make it harder to cue. Save the big impacts for transitions. Now we tease the ID. This is where the intro stops beating generic and starts being your tune. But we do it safely. Option 1. Recommended. A mid-bass tease with no sub. Duplicate your bass synth. Or create a new mid-bass version in Waveitable or Operator. Then high-pass it so it doesn't fight the outgoing track's low end. On the tease track, at EQ8, high-pass around 120 to 180 Hz. You can even push 150 if you want it super cue safe. And if you want that recognizable growl identity, gently emphasize 300 to 800 Hz. That's where the character reads on club systems without stepping on sub. Then saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB for harmonics. Then auto filter, and automate cutoff to slowly open from bar 17 through bar 48. Then utility, and here's an advanced trick. Keep the tees narrow, like really narrow. Set width anywhere from 0 to 30%. Yes, that narrow. Let saturation create excitement rather than stereo widening. This makes the low mids blend better when a DJ is mixing from a loud, wide outgoing tune. Pattern-wise, don't just loop it for 32 bars straight. Use call and response. 2 bars on, 2 bars off. Or use single note stabs on the end of 2 or 4 to get that dubplate pirate vibe. Option 2. Hook texture tease. Resample your main hook into a broadcast snippet. Create an audio track. Set input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars of your hook. Then process it like a radio. Bandpass filter, a touch of redux, some reverb. It should feel like it's coming from a small speaker in the next room, not like the actual lead. Now we add DJ markers, audio cues that help mixing. These are signposts. They make the phrasing impossible to miss. At bar transitions, pick 1 or 2 of these tools. A short riser at bar 33, 1 beat to 1 bar, nothing huge. A snare flam on the transitions, 32 into 33, 48 into 49. 64 into 65, or a 1-beat mute right before a new section. Classic, but don't overuse it. Practical setup. Make an FX track with operator noise into auto filter into reverb into utility. Then build a few clips you can reuse. Tune in, swell, mute hit. You're basically building your own DJ-friendly intro toolkit. Advanced upgrade. Create a dedicated track called DJ Cues. Put tiny clicks, beeps, or muted rim shots exactly on 17. 33, 49, 65. Keep it muted while producing, but it makes section placement insanely fast. And if you want, you can unmute a very subtle cue for an extended mix version later. Okay, bars 33 to 64, tension ramp. We're moving from mixing tool to incoming danger. This is where you can introduce edits, pressure builds, and a roll, but keep the beat match bed consistent. Predate a snare roll track. It can be your snare or a separate roll snare. Program the last few bars to increase density, from 1/8 notes to 1/16, then 1/32 as you approach the drop. But the real pro move, velocity ramp. Don't just add notes, increase intensity. Otherwise it sounds like a machine gun that never gets louder. Process the roll, EQ8, high pass 150 to 250 Hz. Saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB. Reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Automate dry slash wet from about 5% up to maybe 20% as you get close. If it starts fighting the kick, add a compressor with sidechain from the kick. Now for the pirate cut right before the drop. In bars 63 to 64, automate the intro bus filter cutoff down briefly, like the signal dips. And you can add a quick tape stop illusion. You don't have to go full gimmick. Even a quarter bar moment of weirdness can work. You could do a tiny frequency shifter move, or a reverb freeze moment and then a hard mute into the impact. One more coach strategy, use negative space bars. At the end of each 16 bar block, drop something out for 1 bar, or even 1 beat. Often bar 16, 32, 48, 64. A missing kick for 1 beat can make the transition instantly readable in a club. Now, last step. Transition into the drop cleanly at bar 65. Your intro can be filthy. Your drop has to hit clean and wide. Checklist. Your intro bus dirt should be near zero by bar 65. Automate saturator drive down, redux mix down, and open the filter fully so it's not band limiting the drop. Keep sub absent or minimal pre-drop, unless your style specifically needs a sub hint. Most of the time, save it. Make sure you have headroom. Try to keep peaks at least around minus 6 dB before final limiting so the drop has room to punch. And here's an arrangement choice that makes a massive difference. The last bar before the drop, remove layers. Common Pro Funnel. 8 bars out, it's busy but band limited. 4 bars out, remove one layer. 2 bars out, remove another layer and keep one clear riser. 1 bar out, the void moment. Even one beat of emptiness works. Then drop. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes to avoid. Don't put too much sub in the intro. Low-end clashes ruin blends. Don't do random phrase lengths. Keep it 16-bar logic with clear markers. Don't overprocess the whole track for radio vibe. Keep it on the intro bus and automate it out. Don't let loud effects mask the snare. If the snare isn't readable, the mix suffers. And don't spam crashes early. Impacts are punctuation, not wallpaper. Two advanced variations if you want to push it. 1. The double fake phrase. You build a convincing lift around bar 49 into the 50s. Then snap back to a smaller groove for 4 bars, then do the real lift into the drop. As long as you keep phrasing correct, DJs love it and dancers get tricked in the best way. 2. Pirate Station Handover. Use 2 parallel intro buses. One narrow and degraded for bars 1 to 16, one cleaner and brighter for 17 to 32. Crossfade the sends so it literally feels like switching stations. Now a quick practice sprint you can do in 25 minutes. Make a 48-bar intro with locators at 1, 17. 33, 49 for the drop, bars 1 to 16, kick and snare only, plus the tuning in FX, bars 17 to 32, add hats and one perk loop, bars 33 to 48, add the mid-bass tees high past around 150 hc and a 2-bar snare roll at the end. Automate the intro bus so it's dirtiest at bar 1 and cleanest at bar 49. Export a rough WAV and listen like a DJ. Can you count the phrases instantly without looking? Final coach move. Do a 2-source compatibility check. Drag a clean, bright roller onto a spare audio track, warp it, and test a quick 16-bar overlap into your intro at about minus 12 to minus 18 dB. Then do the same with a gnarly, distorted reference track. Your intro should still read in both cases, not swallowed by the clean one, not turning to mush with the dirty one. When you're happy, consider saving a DJ tool version. Bounce an alternate intro that's even more functional, maybe 32 bars, pure ear candy moments. This audio version is shortened for playback.